Blog Talk Radio.
Cycle of looking at two new preachers, trying to figure out what it takes to be an effective minister. Have you been trying to figure out your purpose and your unique ministry path that God has taken you? Maybe you know that you are legitimately called, but you don't know what your assignment is in ministry. Are you tired of being judged or criticized because people don't understand your lane? Maybe the greatest frustration is you've never had anyone to mentor you. Let Bishop Zemekio Jackson help you. Bishop Jackson is described by many as one of the most prolific preachers in America. With his powerful compassion for training, he is often called the College Man because he's an educator as well as a leader in the body of Christ. He will take you for the next 180 days and help you develop into your calling. Bishop Jackson explains it this way.
One of the greatest frustrations is to have an apostolic calling. Prophetic gift, you know that you're called to the ministry to make an impact. You're called to be a voice, and no one seems to understand. No one recognizes the legitimate calling in your life. And you're frustrated, you're tired, because maybe the spirit where you are, the training mechanics are not put in place to develop the calling that God has on your life. But over 35 years of doing ministry from various denominations and understanding how ministry is done in an apostolic assignment, I want to take the time to mentor you, to show you how to operate in your gift efficiently. Whether it's prophet, teacher, evangelist, whether you're called to the apostolic ministry or bishop, I want to make sure that you're being mentored. Many of you started great ministry, have great desire, but no one took the time to undergird you. You will not be failed. This program is designed to help you. It may not be long, but it's definitely strong. I'm just committed to the process. I want to take for the next 12 to 14 weeks, 6 months if necessary, and develop and train people ready for ministry. This is not a way just for people to go through some class, but I'm going to take 30 plus years of ministry experience and I'm going to dump into them. I'm going to make sure that every person that goes here, that they get hands-on mentorship. You won't be a loose cannon. You're going to be under direction. You're going to have pastors, you're going to have a conclave, you're going to have pastors that are going to speak into your life. And then you're going to go before a review board, before credentialing or anything of that sort. I just want to make sure that we're able to train a generation of leaders. I just want to give people the opportunity that I didn't get. I want to take a time of getting hands-on. 37 years of preaching ministry, I want to take them and walk them through the training mechanics that they missed. My heart's desire has always been that people will understand the Word of God, understand the ins and outs of ministry. Many times people are not given the fair advantage of starting. I started at a disadvantage, not knowing. But I don't want anyone else to experience what I experienced of not knowing how to do ministry, how to do the nitty-gritty. And so I'm going to open myself up, and I'm going to be very transparent because I think it's going to help. Many people miss the understanding because they were not given the tools to be able to appropriately do. When I started ministry, I oftentimes tell people I have an alcoholic father and an uncle that was an agnostic at the time that took me to sign up. and a Deacon Baptist deacon of a grandfather, but they made sure that I got to Bible college, and my life would be ever changed. I was given the opportunity, but there are some things that Bible college didn't teach me. And so what I want to do is be able to dump show you, for many people that take this class, they're pastors already. Some are already in the active ministry, and they're just trying to figure out how to grow your church, how to do ministry in the post-modern generation. If you've ever needed a mentor, if you've ever needed someone to really show you the ins and outs, this is the class. You're going to walk with me for 6 months, and you're going to have my contact number. You're going to be able to call me. You're going to be able to touch bases with me, ask questions. I'm going to mentor, develop, and help push you towards greatness. You're going to work on your preaching mechanics, your delivery, how to take your ministry to the next level, and how to become who God's calling you to be. Who needs this? You do. And I'm arrogant and unselfishly give of my.
Bishop Jackson's earnest desire is that he could take each person one-on-one and individually train them. Then he's developed an amazing personalized hands-on corporate training format. This highly sought-out format of training will allow you to learn from what he describes as 30 years of success and failures in 180 days. You can become trained in your calling and ministry when you choose to do it in class or online. This is a class that's available for you starting Monday. For more information, give us a call today at 904-389-5592 or go to www.greateducation.com to find out more information about credentialing.
coming in.
Let me clear a path. Wait, wait.
You're good. You're good.
I'm interested right here. Okay. Do you want to sit right here?
Okay.
You been doing all right?
We're doing wonderful.
Good, man.
We're thankful.
Oh yeah, man. We've added I do about 30 people shows a week.
Both secular and Christian. So I do secular and Christian, and the secular market has just picked up. And it's been nice. And I trained a team. They do the mornings for me, and I do the kind of do the evening. But gotcha.
They got kids.
They got to go home and be husband and wife, all those kind of things of the evening. Nobody wants to do the late night hours. Gotcha. I do the late night hours. I have people at 12 o'clock. And we use so many different formats, from TikTok to Instagram to Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, all of those formats that we've engaged to integrate. And because of it, let me turn this up here. Let y'all do what y'all do and watch it amazing. Mm-hmm. How's the ministry coming?
Y'all gonna have church. Say y'all big time folks, but y'all just ride back on them and have church.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Phenomenal teacher, preacher. Y'all got all the skill sets for the body of Christ, so. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. We go in the name of Jesus. Satan had to stand be yes. Okay. And Bishop, let me get the don't shoot me. Come on, don't shoot me. Because you know, my show was going to start and it was on me and not on you. You was in place.
Absolutely.
You was definitely in place.
I just wanted to hold my word. I told you I was coming back.
And make sure the word was good.
Absolutely.
How's everything going? I'm doing good. I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I think tomorrow I have two time clocks. That I want to put up there like that. I mean, that's not the same configuration.
Uh-huh.
They got the screws to come with them.
Okay.
I just need to put one in here and one in there.
Okay.
Can you do that to me?
Yep.
So, like, later in the afternoon, because Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Either before Bible study or...
Oh, that'll be excellent.
Okay.
Thanks. I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Have a blessed
day. So...
Thursday morning, am I supposed to come here?
No, you're going to call in. I'm going to ask my wife to text it because I have to be it.
Okay.
Just walk by and tell her.
Yes.
Okay. And also, I think they've been trying to get Shelly to set up. So Lisa has a really good configuration.
Mm-hmm.
She does a bunch of clients.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to get Shelly to go ahead and when she books clients, she books like a combo.
Okay.
They don't pay up front, so you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But
that she can tell them, hey, you can book a haircut and a massage at the same time, which will give her 10, 20 more customers per week.
Absolutely.
But Shelly is not a go-getter.
Right.
Not in that respect. You're the go-getter.
She don't do it
anymore. Oh, that's it.
She did it for 15 years. So she's tried to transition over to the oil business.
Uh-huh.
And then she's doing the insurance thing.
Okay. That's the problem.
Yeah, her interest is.
Okay.
Yeah, she's doing it right now to just supplement the income. But I'm going to present it to her because we. It doesn't fit you the income.
I mean, I was having a discussion. I mean, she kind of, but.
Yeah, she, like I said, she's been in the massage therapy business for a while. She did it for 15 years straight. So she's in her body.
But I guess the one of the challenges is she don't have to worry about a cut.
Right.
You know, I mean, what she makes is what she makes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'll present it to her. And
okay.
We'll talk about it. Thank you, Mr.
Okay.
All
right. Let me search.
D-Nation.
Huh?
D-Nation.
It changed?
D-Nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be Destination, but it's D-Nation. Church,
mm-hmm.
Jacksonville.
So a letter B.
Uh-huh.
And then Nation.
Yes.
Church.
Yes. Jacksonville.
What made the change?
I don't know if we had... About 2 years ago, we were traveling and we gave turned the church over to our assistant pastor. About 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yes, that. And so we gave her the church. And,
the former name.
The former name. And then,
can you give me the spelling, the title, and all that good stuff as you go back? Please give me the whole name.
Is it good, Jerome?
And how do you spell Jerome?
J-E-R-O-M-E.
Huh?
Henry.
And Henry. R-Y?
Yes. H-E-N-O-Y.
Hey.
Hey,
how
are
you doing?
How you doing,
sir?
I waded through the water.
No, it took you 2 years for me to see you. I see him
everywhere. No, you're not going to do that.
I see him everywhere.
You're not going to do that to me.
How
you doing? How you doing?
Great. Hey, Bishop.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Wait in the water.
You ready? You ready? You ready? No good.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta give you some fresh delivery. I was on the wall, I'm
gonna be free.
Now
that's ready.
Oh, no. No bother, sir.
Yes, Lord.
I'm sorry.